69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. But today's kind of an anniversary of sorts.
A little bit of one,
or
anyway.
An anniversary of all sorts, of all the good sorts.
Bouncing ball, Moustakas, fair ball. Sets, throws, Royals win it. Kansas City, you've got a World Series.
You still get choked up a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. Little goosebumps.
All right. It's a little dusty in here today. It's a little dusty. Got the allergies going, you know. It's all
right. That was an okay day.
Yeah.
Router to third, fair ball. Moustakas across. And 29 years of frustration have ended. The Royals are going to the World Series.
It's a nice job letting the pictures tell the story.
It really was.
In that case, the audio too works.
Yeah.
You hear the songs playing in the background, the fireworks going off. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was the greatest month of my professional career, and it will always be the greatest month of my professional career, no matter what happens moving forward. It was better than 2015 when the Royals won the championship, and it's better than anything I'll ever experience again in my life, because in a sports work setting, obviously, maybe in anything else, maybe my kids getting married will trump this going forward, but that was the best month I ever had at work, and it will be the best month I've ever had in working ever. And people always ask, you know, or I always ask, I should say, when I talk to some of these, you know, groups and whatnot, I'm like, do you guys remember the best month of your career? Everybody kind of looks at you like, no, I couldn't tell you the best month of my career. I said, I can. October of 2014, nothing beats it, because it was our first, man. It was that first experience of winning sports in this town. It was that first experience of capturing a championship, of winning something we never thought was possible. I mean, nobody thought it was possible, really. Like even the most diehard of fans, like, I don't know if this thing is ever going to come around again. And it did. And in 2014, they took us on that marvelous ride.
As we walked out of Game 7, I didn't know if it was ever going to happen again. But I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's, walking out of Game 7, we had a pep in our step. I'm like, oh, okay, they lost. That was great, man. That was the most amazing thing ever. Going to all of those games at home and seeing everything happen at home in front of all of the fans made it so worthwhile for 29 years of kind of suffering through, you know, some bad baseball. And when Dayton Moore took over in 2006, they said it would be 8 to 10 years to turn this thing around, and they won a championship in 9. And in the eighth year of Dayton Moore's, you know, reign in Kansas City as general manager, they went to the ALCS and won the ALCS and went to the World Series. I mean, what he did was remarkable. And I give Dayton Moore, I give Ned Yost, I give the Glass family all a lot of credit. And it's all lessons that Andy Reid can really learn. Andy Reid can learn from the Glass family. He can learn from Ned Yost. He can learn from Dayton Moore. And that's evolving and not sticking to what you think is best, because what Andy Reid thinks is best right now really isn't best for the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's having a one-dimensional, very, very, very predictable offense right now that is not accomplishing enough for this team to win, to keep that defense off of the field. Ned Yost changed who he was. I think Dayton Moore evolved as a general manager, and clearly the Glass family evolved as owners of this organization. And as they get ready to hand it off to John Sherman, the biggest thing that they did was evolve as owners and realize, you know what, if we want to be winners, we've got to trust Dayton Moore. We've got to trust the process. We've got to put money into scouting. We've got to put money into development. We've got to develop young players. We can't have a zero budget when it comes to the minor leagues. We have to do what it takes. And they did, and they evolved, and they changed, and they adapted. And that's why the Royals ended up becoming world champions. They had great players, obviously, but the change and the adaptation of people along the way was a big factor in the Royals winning it. And for that, I'm always grateful for October 2014, greatest month of my professional career. Nothing ever will change that, because it was the first, and you never forget your first true love.